H.P. Lovecraft, Tales of Horror. There are rather few masters of horror writing out of the many who write horror. H.P. Lovecraft, along with Edgar Allan Poe, have achieved fame because their work is of a standard of excellence that few, if any, can rival. Here we concentrate on H.P. Lovecraft. Even the name has a sliver of a night about it. Born in 1890 in Providence, Rhode Island, he was a prodigious youth but a sickly one. Raised mainly by his grandfather and aunts, at 14 he contemplated suicide on the death of his grandfather and the crushing financial blow that brought to himself and his mother. A set of literary spats in a newspaper brought him attention away from his poetry writing. But until the last decade of his life, the works for which he is so well known did not arrive. That last decade, writing again in Providence, was prolific, but with little income, his life downgraded, rented house by rented house, and in 1936, often malnourished, he was diagnosed with cancer and succumbed to it the following year.
The Colour Out of Space by H.P. Lovecraft. West of Arkham, the hills rise wild, and there are valleys with deep woods that no axe has ever cut. There are dark, narrow glens where the trees slope fantastically and where thin brooklets trickle without ever having caught the glint of sunlight. On the gentle slopes there are farms, ancient and rocky, with squat, moss-coated cottages brooding eternally over old New England secrets in the lee of great ledges. But these are all vacant now. The wide chimneys crumbling and the shingle sides bulging perilously beneath low gambrel roofs. The old folk have gone away, and foreigners do not like to live there.